All right, listeners, we're back with Ranger. Ranger, I have some questions from some of our listeners that they wanted to ask you via social media. The first one is from Terry Yao.
Okay.
You might know him.
I know him.
He's one of our students from Ivory Coast. He says, why is your nickname Wambi?
Oh, well, Terry, as you know, there is this TV show called, like, the name was... can I say that in French?
Sure.
Yeah, that TV show was Les Aventures de Wambi.
Which in English means what?
Wambi's Adventures. And so one day came this man, and he came from another high school trying to be cool and look cool to our high school. And so I was kind of the victim. So he came to me and was like, dude, you look like Wambi. And I was like, what? I don't even see that. I mean, why would you say that? And then, like, everyone, they started talking about that. And as they say, if you're trying to deny a name, it's just gonna go, like, come stronger and then just gonna be your name, like, at the end. I tried to deny it and then... At the end, as you see, I mean, many of my friends back home, they call me Wambi. I'm pretty sure they don't even remember Ranger. But yeah, Thierry, that's the nickname Wambi is from that TV show.
That's the story of Wambi. It's funny because we were talking about this before recording and we watched a clip from Wambi and Ranger, sorry, whoever decided he looks like Wambi, you look nothing like Wambi. It's like a little... It's like,
thanks, John. Thanks. Finally,
it's like, it's like a little kid who looks nothing like you. Anyway, you can... viewers, you can look at it on YouTube and see what you think. Next question is from my friend Casey in Denver. She has a few questions for you. First, what's your favorite dessert from your home country?
Well, back at my country, we don't do really dessert. So I would just say yogurt, because we do produce like yogurt from milk in a really, I would say natural, because we don't do processed food like really much there. So yeah, yogurt would be that one. And at that moment when you just gonna make it at your house, it's not gonna be sweet. So you have to add sugar if you like it sweet, but I like it without the sugar. So yeah, I mean, if you meet someone or if you go to Africa, be like, ask them if they can make yogurt from milk, then you can try it.
Would your family make their own yogurt or do you buy that from someone?
Yeah, for sure.
You make your own?
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach us how to make real African yogurt.
Well, for that one, you would approach my mom.
Okay, she's the one to ask?
She's the one to ask.
Okay. What's your favorite cereal? Do you eat cereal?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, yeah. I don't really do breakfast, but I would say honey something scooter.
Honey something? Oh, like, are they like the Honey O's? Like,
yeah,
the Cheerios?
Yeah, the Honey O's.
They're like the off-brand version of Honey Nut Cheerios, right?
True, you're right.
The scooters.
Yeah, that would be the ones.
When I was younger, I used to eat cereal like all day. I would eat cereal for breakfast. Sometimes lunch if I came back from school and dinner. So I don't eat it anymore. It doesn't agree with me.
Well, hopefully.
But yeah, I was a Honey Nut Cheerios fan back in the day. I've gone on to eating more vegetables these days.
You should teach me. How to eat those cereals.
To eat the cereals?
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore, but I'll give you some recommendations.
Okay. Thanks.
What's your favorite color?
Well, that would be blue. Any kind of blue. I would go for a dark blue. But the light blue or the sky blue would be the more meaningful, you know? And be like a romantic guy and be like, oh, I like the sky there. You know, try to get those person to like me.
That's the answer you give a cute girl when she wants to know what you're...
Yeah, sure. I'd be like, well, now you're asking me what is my favorite color, but I'd be like, maybe in general is this. But if some girl would be like, hey, what's your favorite color? I'd be like, oh, sky blue, because I love the sky. To watch the sky, how it is blue, it's so deep. Yeah, kinda.
That's for you, Casey. So that's Rangers. Casey is my good friend. We lived together when I was in Denver. She's awesome.
Oh, nice. So,
there you go, Casey. Last question is from my friend Danny. He says, does living in an environment of infinite convenience bore you? What do you think about the convenience that life affords here in
America? Well, it's really convenient, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing would be, my answer would just come from, like, movies. Movies are the answers. We've seen a lot of movies. Like, Americans, you produce so many movies and then you show, like, kind of your everyday life. And so coming here, I knew what to expect. But in the same time, because, as I said, we don't do processed food, so I saw that, like, a lot. You have so many fast foods. I'm not gonna give a list because I cannot finish them, but there's fast foods, there's processed food, like those canes and I don't know. I've seen so many things that I've never seen. Maybe my first time coming here, I didn't know how to cook. I do know how to cook, though. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know how to use those ingredients that you have. And yeah, that would be like, it is helpful, but it is not like, I don't know, surprising. That's what he said.
Sure, yeah. Was it difficult to adjust to the food when you first got here?
Yeah, it was.
To having processed food?
Uh-huh. It was, but I was so excited to try them, they told me, so don't eat too much of this, don't eat too much of this, and I was like, so what am I gonna eat then, because I don't know how to use them, like how to use those ingredients and be like cooking my own meal. So I'll be like, let's just go to Taco Bell, let's just go to McDonald's, they just have stuff. So yeah. And the other thing is, like, I lived by the 200 North, which has, like, everything on it.
That's in Cedar City, that we call that, like, Burger Alley or Fast Food Alley, because it's where all the fast food restaurants are.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that one. But, yeah, it has, like, almost every kind of fast food that you can find in Cedar City. So, yeah, so that helped me a lot to go, like, in every single of them. I've been trying them, but right now, because I know how to cook, kind of, like, you know, yeah, I'm trying to cook, either, like not going to dine out.
Yeah, you can save some money, and you can impress the ladies, too, with your cooking skills.
True, yeah, movies.
They're not that impressed by Taco Bell.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Well, thanks for that tip.
A little dating advice there for you, Ranger. Not that you need it.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. All right. I got some interesting facts about Burundi I want you to elaborate on a little bit more. So the official languages in Burundi are French and Kirundi. Do you speak both?
I do speak both, yes.
Is Kirundi, is that a tribal language? Or?
No, it's a national language.
National language.
Yes. So we do have our own, like, maybe different accents, but still it's Kirundi. But it is closer to Rwandan. So that would be, maybe people are just gonna call that a dialect. I call it a language. Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah. We do speak French, Kirundi, but right now they're trying to get like in a national wide or area, I don't know, like Swahili. Mm. So it is a language in East Africa, the first language. I would say English is the first language in East Africa, but Swahili would be the second one, because there's not that many countries that speak French, mm-hmm. except for Burundi and maybe some people in those countries. Only Burundi speaks French, like, officially in East Africa.
So which language would they speak in school when you were a child?
We study in French.
French.
We do have some classes in Kirundi, but because we live in the neighborhood or with your friends, you're not going to speak French. You're just going to speak in Kirundi and then study in French.
So French is like, would business be conducted in French?
Yes.
But then Kirundi is like when you're hanging out with your friends, you're speaking Kirundi. Mm-hmm. So how many languages do you speak?
I speak, I would say, four languages.
Okay, so you have English, French, Kirundi.
And some Kinyarwanda.
Kinyarwanda.
Yeah, that's the fourth.
Okay.
And I'm learning Spanish.
Nice. And like a few phrases in Moldovan too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can count that one here. Uh-huh. That's what I do. I just count languages when I know a few phrases. I cheat a little bit.
Well, I have my brother in Russia, so he taught me some, but I'm not going to say them because, you know, the first step to learn a language, you start with the not the good ones.
The ones that aren't appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are always the most fun to learn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next interesting fact. You can tell me if this is correct too. Mm-hmm. Okay. I read this on the internet, so who knows how reliable it is. It says, when a cow dies, the meat is eaten and the horns are buried near the house. It brings good luck. Is that true? Do you know about this?
Well, I have no idea about that.
You've never heard? Because
I've never heard of this. But I've seen some... Well, they would say, like, if a cow dies, there's some people that can eat them. But, like, basically, I would just consider that not the thing to do. But at the same time, I didn't grow up, like, in the middle of the country, like, where you just gonna go deeper in the...
Like, in the beliefs. Rural areas of the country?
That would be maybe something. I saw some horns buried. But I didn't know. Maybe
no, it is a thing. That might also be like an old superstition. Are there any superstitions in Burundi? Like anything that people do that is based on the belief it'll bring them good luck or bad luck?
Well, there is this one I thought that it was funny. When a man comes to another house, like that house, let's say there is a couple there. And then the man is not there. So what's going to happen? Like, we do have those kind of sticks that has a pointy metal.
Like a spear?
Like a spear. And
for
then,
hunting?
Mm-hmm. And what happens is, like, if he comes to the house and then be, like, grounding it, like, in front of your door... You're just going to know that the guy came in to take your wife and you wait for him to go out. You cannot go in.
And there's a spear in the doorway.
Yeah. And then once he got out, then you can fight him just to gain back your wife. So I was just, I don't know. Once I heard that, I was like, why would you do that? I mean, just go get another one. Why would you want to take another person's wife? But the thing is, yeah, I think maybe it was something, but not anymore.
That sounds like maybe something of the past, but...
Yeah, it was in the past, not after the democracy, like with the president stuff. That was with the, you know, the king's royalty... Yeah, sure. That was how they deal with that.
But still, maybe if you're in Burundi, be careful with where you put your spear.
Probably.
If you're carrying a spear around, which might be a bad idea too. Okay, number three. Again, you're going to have to fact check me here. Mm-hmm. It says Amasho.
Yeah.
Is that a good pronunciation?
It is, yeah.
So Amasho is a common greeting that means, may you have herds of cattle.
Okay.
Is that correct?
You're just going to help me with this one.
Okay.
So what is... herds of cattle.
Herds of cattle means lots of cows.
Oh, yeah.
Is this... Oh, what language is the Amasho?
Amasho is like a Kirundi, like the ancient Kirundi. Like, I'm not going to say that.
You wouldn't say that to people.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that word because it's not going to come up. But it is a thing. Yeah, this is right.
So, is having a lot of cows, is that a sign of...
richness?
Of wealth?
Yeah. If you have cows... So, let me just tell you this. I think... Yeah, so with the wedding or the dowry, you're going to give cows. Like, people are just going to estimate your wealth with cows. Like, how many cows you're willing to give in order to get... your wife. So, if you want to get a girl, like a Burundian, be ready to give those cows... But yeah, right now I think they're just gonna estimate those cows in money or cars. I've heard of that. But yeah, it is really expensive. And the cow is expensive. So that's why they just gonna express that wealth in like how many cows you have.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of Cedar City farmers now who are counting their cows and thinking about how many they can offer to
Burundians. They love the I don't know, cows from abroad, because they give so many milks. So, well, city people, be ready to give those cows.
It's funny because there's like a farmers convention, a future farmers convention.
Oh,
FFA for the listeners. They're the students who are on campus now. There's a lot of a lot of them around in the halls. All right, I have one more. We're going to go to the last one.
Okay.
So I read that there's all kinds of animals in Burundi. Hippos, monkeys, elephants. No?
No elephants.
No to the elephants?
No.
Again, thanks, internet. Lemurs?
What is that?
A lemur is like a little bit like a monkey. It's like a an animal that lives up in the trees. It's usually black and white and has a long tail.
Oh, I've never seen those. Okay. Maybe.
Mongoose? Do you know what a mongoose is?
The little ones that lives on the ground and they go up. No.
No. Cheetahs?
Yeah.
They have cheetahs there?
Mm-hmm.
Leopards?
I've seen one.
You have seen one?
Yeah.
How about zebras?
Nope.
Okay. Well, of that list, how many of those have you seen?
Well, I've seen so many hippos, because we do have like... They just gonna go out like around 6 p.m. or maybe 5-ish. They just gonna go out and then enjoy the
sunset.
So yeah, I've seen a lot of hippos and monkeys, because there's some people that have them like pets. So you're just gonna bring that monkey like in your backyard. You're not gonna take it inside. You don't want to do that.
It's an outdoor pet, huh? Yeah. Not an indoor pet.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen, as I said, I've seen cheetahs. I've seen one leopard.
Uh-huh.
And that would be all. And maybe some other animals like snakes or whatever, like the tropical ones. Like, we don't have so many birds.
Are there poisonous snakes in...
Yeah.
In Burundi?
Yeah, there are some. But up country, not in... Well, I've never seen, like, so many back, like, in Bujumbura, in the capital. No, I've never seen, like, so many, like, poisonous snakes.
You'd have to go out in the forest.
Yeah, kind of.
To see those. I think for a lot of Americans, their idea is, like, go to Africa and go on a safari and see all these animals, right?
True. But it's not the case in Burundi, but there's some of them. Well, let's say Rwanda have some, and maybe Burundi will have some, like more, because, you know, being like they were hunted, like killed, and then so there's not that many, but you're still gonna see some animals. But yeah. I don't expect to see that like in the safari.
It's not like going to the zoo.
No. Well, we do have some zoo.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Any other things we should know about Burundi before we sign off?
Well, Burundi is the coolest place that I know. So if you feel like going, please feel free to go, but just make sure that you check the news, that to see like if it is safe. Like, I'm just gonna say politically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is the coolest place. If you have time, just go like all over the lake. You're just gonna see amazing things.
I want to go to Burundi now. It's on my list of places to visit.
Well, please feel free. Just, okay. Yeah, don't forget to go by Rwanda.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make sure to check on the news and make sure. We'll keep an eye on when things are safe to go visit. Awesome. Thanks, Ranger.
Thanks, John.
It's good having you on. So some quick social media mentions before we sign off. Again, our Facebook page is facebook.com/intlvoicespodcast. You can follow us there or on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is international_voices. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just search International Voices and look for our podcast artwork, which was done by my friend Michael Turnbull. It's a really great design. It's black, red, and white, SUU's colors, and really bold and I think very iconic. We always like to have questions or suggestions from listeners, so please give us your feedback and stay tuned, and we will have another great episode for you next week. Thanks again.